All right, everybody, what we're up to now is the Report of Findings binder. And what I've been asked to do by a number of clients who already have the binder is go through what's in it, how to use it, how to best utilize it, and I thought it was a great idea, so we're going to do that now. The Report of Findings binder was conceived out of the idea that we spend a tremendous amount of time, energy, effort, and in many instances, money, providing a colorful folder within which to put our report of findings, our written report of findings for new patients that we sit down, we go over with them, we review, we take a tremendous amount of time, energy, and effort to get them to comprehend and understand and agree with. And then we send them home with this nice folder that, I don't know about you, but my hallucination is no one ever gets to see it again. Maybe it's gone over with a spouse or a loved one, perhaps, perhaps not, but I know it winds up at the bottom of a pile of papers, filed away, thrown away, and really it's a shame because the report of findings could be the cornerstone of a patient education resource guide that we provide for our patients. So what we did is we looked at learning models and we looked at getting our patients a wow experience in our office. And what we came up with was the patient resource binder or patient resource directory. And all it is a standard 8.5 by 11 3-ring binder with one of those clear plastic covers that you could create your own insert for. And we created a binder for patients where it had a number of chapters. And the first chapter in the binder was vital office information. And this is where we put all of our basic fundamental new patient materials, the kind of paperwork that you would want a new patient leaving your office on the first day to have with them. So instead of creating a new patient packet of materials, we created the binder and we put the first chapter of materials in the binder for the patient with some instructions. So what was included here? Well, we included basic fundamental new patient information like office hours, like a short bio about the doctor or doctors, bios about the staff, a mission statement, the purpose of the office, do's and don'ts, basic exercises that we thought everyone would benefit from, basic nutrition that you think everyone would benefit from, products and services that you universally recommend, like orthotics or cervical pillow or whatever it is you recommend. We also included a 3-month calendar of events, what was going on in the office over the next 3 months so that people would understand. We might have included information about families and family care, about clubs or organizations that we had developed within the office. So whatever your basic generic new patient package of information is, it would go in the first chapter of the binder. The remaining chapters of the binder were blank or empty, and we asked the patient or practice member to bring the binder back at opportune times. So the next time that they would bring the binder to the office with them was for their report of findings. So the second chapter was their report of findings, and we had both a verbal and written report of findings. Our verbal report of findings was essentially teach patients how to read their own paperwork. And so in this chapter of the binder, we would insert the paperwork that you're inserting in the colorful, picturesque folder that you're utilizing now, if you're using anything. And it would go in the second chapter. So the things that we included in the Your Report of Findings chapter included things like your exam report form, the Merrick chart, which summarized the exam report form and how our findings about their nervous system could have impacted their health. We included a fact sheet on what was read before it was read, documenting that the problems we found were progressive and relentless in nature unless something was done to slow, stop, or reverse the process. We included the arrow diagram so that people would understand that their health was a continuum, their health, their family's health, is constantly moving, and it's either moving in a positive, constructive direction or a negative, destructive direction, and that our purpose was not simply to turn the direction of their health around, but once turned, keep their health moving in a proper, healthy, constructive direction, if indeed what they wanted was to be healthy as opposed to just not sick. We took them through the stress diagrams, and the stress diagrams had to do with them understanding, perhaps for the first time, why chiropractic got results with anything, whether it was back pain or cancer. Why does chiropractic get results? It's critical that we are able to answer that question. And so the stress diagrams helped us answer that question for the patient, as well as give the patient some vital data for them to think about, well, if stress has done this to me, what's it doing to my family? And indeed, wouldn't we agree that kids today are under far more stress than we were under when we were kids? And so the stress diagram and the explanation of it was a critical piece of the equation. Optional pieces that we included in the report of findings included the broken wrist analogy and how we all understand it takes 4 months approximately for a broken wrist to heal, and that to think that you're going to be better in 3 visits in a chiropractic office is sheer foolishness. We went through the 1 through 10 strategy, meaning on a scale of 1 to 10, how important is your health to you, and what the different numbers on that scale relate to and how those relate to you. And then ultimately our recommendations and whatever finances needed to be gone over. So they brought their binder back for the report of findings. The report of findings was delivered, and the written portion of it was included in their binder. They were then instructed on what to do with the remaining 3 blank chapters in their binder. The next blank chapter was labeled Progressive Exams and Reports. The chapter after that, Vital Health Information, and the chapter after that, Newsletters. And so we wanted them to bring their manual, bring their binder, bring their resource guide back to the office when they had re-evaluations scheduled. And this way, when a re-evaluation was performed, that paperwork was then inserted into the appropriate chapter in their binder. Now, for those of you who have insights, instead of every re-exam printing out their first exam, their most recent exam, and today's exam, and then comparing them, they're all here for you. And so this is where we actually put together the neurological photo album that we've always ever talked about with regard to our patients' progressive exams. Having them bring it back for their progressive exams also allows you to test their competence that they're utilizing the material that you're giving them for the remaining 2 chapters. So vital health information was anytime you gave somebody any information that was germane or of importance to their health, whether it be a newspaper clipping, a magazine article, a pamphlet, a brochure, a fact sheet, we wanted them to punch it after they've read it and include it in their patient resource guide. By the same token, on a weekly basis, even though we sent the health tip of the week via email, in my day via fax, we'd print them and punch them. And this way, on every visit, patients would be given a copy of that week's newsletter, and it was suggested that they keep their copies of the newsletters in the final chapter, or the fifth chapter in their resource guide, which was labeled newsletters. And the purpose behind all of this was, how many times do you give people information and it goes in one ear and out the other? Or they read it, and even if they do mentally store it, they don't have the resource, they don't have the reference, they don't have the materials, so that if a family member has an incident, an injury, a question about health and chiropractic, they have answers at their fingertips. If a friend, neighbor, anyone they're attempting to refer, now they have all this material, all these resources with which to refer by. If they have a question, a concern, a problem, they know they have the information in their binder, they can then go look it up. Now, gang, what you're doing is you're giving these people a wow experience. Nobody in their community, no other health provider, is going through this much trouble to raise their health and their understanding at the same time. So by bringing the binder back for their progressive exams, you get to look and see, I see the material I'm giving you, but I don't see the newsletters. How come your newsletters aren't in your binder? And, you know, sheepishly, they'll admit that, well, gee, I forgot. I wasn't. Hey, not a problem. But put it there. I don't give you the binder and I don't give you the material for my benefit. It's for your benefit. This is a resource guide. This is a valuable added service that we provide for our patients so that they can utilize us as a resource to grow their health over a lifetime. And so the Report of Findings binder, I think, is an absolutely critical step in the patient education equation, in the referral equation, in the understanding equation, in the patient retention equation, in bringing families under care. It's a critical step. So please, if you already have the Report of Findings binder, you already know what I'm talking about. For those of you who don't have it, the Report of Findings binder is all the raw data files that I'm talking about, these pages and pages and pages of material that are completely editable on your part, so that you can decide you want to change this, you want to add that, you want to take this away, and you get to create or recreate the binder in your image rather than in mine. For those of you who have creating wellness centers, I would include at least two additional chapters in your binder, a chapter on their original creating wellness assessment and a chapter on subsequent assessments, perhaps a third chapter on coaching. Okay? So we want people to have a Ritz-Carlton experience. We want them to have a wow experience in the office. And so the Report of Findings binder is a way and means of making that happen. Now, the truth of the matter is you can do this on your own. You don't need my product. You don't need all the files that we've put together. You don't need the formatting to do this. You can absolutely do this on your own. In fact, the order form that's present in this month's notes explains a lot of the pieces of the puzzle that would go in the Report of Findings binder. By all means, construct it. On the other hand, if you haven't, and in your heart of hearts know that you're not going to take the time to do this, then by all means, invest in yourself and invest in your patients and purchase the product. Okay? So for our coaching clients, the product cost is $179. It occasionally goes on special. I wouldn't wait. If you don't already have it, get it. It's a very appropriate Christmas gift for yourself, for your patients, and for your community.